Blog Talk Radio.
Diamond.
M-A-D-D-A-D.
Need to
get destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. All the streets be keeping real. Staying out of trouble, fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
We're on the radio. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joanne. I have a co-host with Sandy in the room. We will be talking about North at Work and upcoming events until Mrs. Smith gets on the radio with us. We wanted to give some information if everybody does not know that we are promoting North at Work, and this is for African American men, and it does not matter if you reside on the north side or the south side. If you are looking for employment, resource training with a career with great employers, North at Work is hiring. If you want to know the main number to call for Minneapolis Mad Dads, it would be 612-822-0802, and you have to be 24 and older in order to call Mad Dads to get placed for an information session. Is there anything you want to add, Ms. Sandy, that I might be forgetting?
Well, these gentlemen need to be African American.
Yes.
And this is going to afford them better opportunities to get good paying jobs, jobs that you can build careers on. North at Work may give some training to be able to get some of these jobs. So if they're interested, they need to call us at that number. And we can schedule them. North at Work requires that anybody that's interested go to one of their information sessions to start it off.
Mm-hmm.
We would then, after you have contacted our office and showed interest, we would then email North at Work that you're coming to a specific information session, and that will start it all off. But this is a very good opportunity for African American men in the Twin Cities, especially, I think we're really even accepting in St. Paul.
Yes, we are.
Now, too.
We were just accepting Minneapolis. Now we're accepting all over because we're trying to help all the men with all their dilemmas or saying that they roadblocks. So if you're looking for a job, if you have a background, don't worry about that. North at Work is really, really, really trying to hire African-American men of Minneapolis and St. Paul. So if you're ready to work, please, please, please call that number. Be ready to come in. Somebody got it ready. Please call that number. Be ready to work. That number, again, is 612-822-0802 for North at Work and Minneapolis Mad Dad. He's not done. It's in here. Okay. And the other thing that I want everybody to know that we have a couple of events that are coming up that we need to be promoting also.
He's at Safari.
I know where he's at. I just talked to him.
What did he say?
He gave him his phone and the number.
Okay, because I'm on the line, too.
You can also call the number 612-638-1007. Ask for Sandy in regards to North at Work. Normally, these sessions, these information sessions, are on Wednesday from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. and one Saturday a month from noon to 1:30 p.m.
Okay. Miss Sandy, we're going to talk about, okay, now the new year came up. What is the best way that you know how to save for the new year? save money, start a new venture. Because a lot of people, you know, they're coming out of that debt from Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a good one to talk to about that. Because for most of this coming year, I will be paying my credit cards monthly to get rid of that debt that was caused by Christmas gifts.
Okay. And see, a lot of people go on credit card debt, and you really should.
I know.
You should. You really should.
It's either that, or a lot of people in your family won't get gifts.
So what I did this year, I paid cash for everything in order not to put it on my credit card because I don't want to see that bill in January.
Yeah, I know.
I paid cash
and
for a
February,
lot of things.
February, March, and April, yeah.
Yes, I paid cash for a lot of stuff. So what I already started doing is, since we already hit our first payroll, I actually started putting $40 away.
Oh, you're smart.
Yeah. I went to a function, and they gave me this bank. And on top of the pig bank is three different sections to save. So you have share, save, spend. So I've been putting bills in spend. Share, I've been putting all my coins in. And then save, I've been putting my IOU notes in with my money.
Is that the bank that...
Yeah. The event that we went to,
yes, that event.
So I've been trying to save money like that. Is there any other good suggestions you can suggest for people to save? Because, like, a lot of people go from Christmas... straight into going broke for Valentine's Day, and you really shouldn't. That's another Hallmark day to me. If you tell your significant other that you love them every day, you shouldn't have to wait to February 14th to show that you love them.
Right, but
it's a Hallmark day.
I think it's expected, yeah.
Right.
Did we talk about the fact that BJ is in a board meeting right now?
Actually, Mr. Smith is on the line. 0271. You are on the air. 0271.
Hey, welcome everybody to Block Talk Radio all across the nation. I'm sure you introduced everybody and talked about all the countries, and just want to introduce everybody to some of our current board members. Just a little bit about what they do and their involvement in the community and their involvement with our board. And so I'll start here to my right, introduce you to Joan.
Hey, everybody. My name is Joan Bordenberg, and I'm the Director of Public Art and Placemaking for Hennepin Theater Trust, and I'm here today as a part of the board of directors for Minneapolis Mad Dads, which you know is the best community outreach organization in the world. And I'm sitting next to you to President and CEO BJ Smith, and we're actually enjoying some really delicious Somali food from our neighbors here in South Minneapolis, getting treated really well by the community here at this restaurant, and just making some plans about how we're going to move the organization forward. So it's nice to say hello to you today. I hope everybody's having a great afternoon, a healthy day, and a happy new year.
Well, hey there, everyone. My name is Pastor Elaine Nathan. I am Pastor at Vine and Branches Ministry, and I'm also ambassador for Christ. I am working with Mad Dads, and I'm enjoying myself. We're having a feast here. But the main thing is that I am working with the organization Mad Dads, which I thoroughly enjoy, and I am acting as the secretary for the board of directors. So I'm just learning a lot of new stuff. So I will give you over to
Caitlin. Hi, everybody. It's Caitlin Yoder Henley. I'm also on the board, and I'm working on treasury, and we're trying to raise some more money, so any gifts are always greatly appreciated.
All right. Are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Are you still there? Well, great. Number one, let me just say thank you to Sandy, and thank you to Joanne for getting the Blog Talk ready while we were working on things, because we found out that if you have a strong board, that you have a strong organization. And for those nonprofits out there that are struggling with board members, understand it's something that you really have to work hard at. And it's just like our staff. Sometimes you have to change staff, upgrade staff, and move staff around. The same thing with board members. Sometimes you have to educate, motivate, and and direct them to go in a positive direction. You know, this is really amazing, the work that we do at Mad Dads. Many people don't know about all the great stuff that we do, not only here in Minneapolis, but all around the country. And our board members that are here with me today are individuals that have really made a contribution. Some of them I have so much history with. Caitlin, she's a board member, but I have so much history with her when she was a younger lady. She was involved with me, and she had situations that we helped each other with. And then she started bringing us records and CDs and all kind of cool stuff. And I mean, just she evolved into being a board member from just being a volunteer and from being somebody participating in our programs. It's really great. You know, Pastor Mason was an individual that from our church, we met at church, and we got involved in church activities. And she's followed Mad Dads for a very long time. And matter of fact, me and her daughter are good friends. And so she's here to support. There's a need. And, of course, Joan, everybody knows 5 to 10 and what we do downtown with Hennepin and all this stuff. And me and Joan just kind of got involved because we were providing security for some of her events. And then that evolved into a partnership. And now we have a clear partnership where I do almost everything but go feed a dog at the house. So that's the kind of, you know, friendships and stuff that we have that we build. And I think it's important and critical that people come together and understand the critical involvement about getting involved. You got to start getting involved in community, and I can't tell you any better way to get involved than to be a part of a board, to be a part of an organization, to show. And volunteerism is important. Without people volunteering, the world would not be in a better place. You can't get paid for everything, but there are some things you need to get paid for. But sometimes money doesn't, payment comes in the form of service. And some of my biggest blessings didn't come in a payment form. They came with somebody blessing me, somebody supporting me, and somebody showing love to me. And that's what we have to do when we talk about volunteerism, we talk about being on boards, we talk about the capacity that you build. When you talk about giving service, this is what it's really all about. And I couldn't think of two better people that are on the line with me, and that's Sandy and Joanne, that have given service. Sandy, you've been with us from the beginning, October 3rd, 1998. I think you stepped out. Mad Dads was a baby. You brought the Pampers. And you know what? We're still growing, and every now and then you got to wipe our butt, get us clean. Sandy, we thank you very much for all that you've done. And I want to thank all my board members here for all that they've done to support Mad Dads. I'd like to hear y'all talk about some of the success stories that you've seen Mad Dads do and some of the things that you've seen happen in Mad Dads while you've been a part of it. Let's share some success stories today. Joanne?
Okay.
Don't
put me on blast first. Okay. I actually have a couple success stories. One gentleman actually came up. He was up here first trying to find a job. His cousin told him that for him to come back to Chicago, and he has a job ready for him. The gentleman called me the next day. He said, "Ma'am, my cousin lied to me. I'm on the first train, plane, bus, smoking to get back up to Minnesota. He wanted the information for an apartment. I gave him the information. I told him he's going to have to go down to the county. I gave him information for employment. The next day, 9:30, the next day, which was I think it was a Wednesday to a Thursday. So that Thursday, he wound up getting approval through the county for his rental assistance. He wound up getting an apartment. The next day after that, he wound up getting a job. He did call me back and thanked me, but like I told him, I said, just write a letter and just thank us that way, and that way we know you're one of our success stories. Another young lady, she wound up coming up here under domestic, but she wound up getting plenty of help from us for clothes for the kids, getting into a good shelter. She wound up having a part-time job later on, about 3 weeks after being here. I ran into her recently, and now she has two jobs with her three kids and a place. So some of the stories we do hear, but some of the stories we don't hear, but it's more stories that we don't hear where they have succeeded after off of the information that we've given them. And that's what I really appreciate, the success stories.
Okay.
Anybody
Sandy,
else want to say anything
you
before I go on? Who? Go to one of yours because Sandy stepped out.
Okay. Can you talk about the programs and services that we provide? And what I'm going to do if you talk about our programs and services, how people can volunteer, talk about North at Work a little bit, and by that time, I'll be over there.
Okay. Okay. Some of the things that we do. One, we do volunteer services. So we do a training every Friday at 11 o'clock at our office. And it usually goes for about 45 minutes because I try to make sure everybody gets enough information in, see the two videos, get the paperwork done. We sit down and have a 10-minute conversation and see where they would like to be placed at. So we give you a 2-week notice to find out, we have an event coming up. Would you like to do this? This is the things that you're going to be doing. So they get to decide whether or not they want to help out right then and there. If they don't want to help with that event, they can say, no, I'll pass that on. Let's put me on the next event. That's how we work. We give them a 2-week notice. The second thing that we do is also we have a program. It's called GRIP. GRIP actually stands for Gang Reduction Intervention Program. This is for youth that are actually trying to get 1 foot, not in jail, but they're going down the wrong path is the way I say it. And before they actually go down that wrong path, we try to catch them before they start getting a criminal record. So we try to let them know this is not the path that you want to go down. If you think your friends are going to be your friends, the friends that you think are outside the company, outside the in the streets are going to be the same friends once you get locked up. They're not going to write you. They do not put money on your books. So have a friends that you think are your friends are only associates. That's it. So we try to help the youth out by that. Even if it's starting drugs, if it's starting trying to follow your peers where they're stealing or getting wrapped up into gang activity or just being disrespectful to the parents, that's when we try to catch you. Another one we have is we do healthy relationship. And healthy relationship can be between a man, woman, it does not matter. Even if you're riding a bus every day and saying hi to your old bus driver, you're actually having a relationship with them. We have to watch how we talk to each other because negativity or being mean to somebody is like a virus. The next person that you talk to, you would take that same virus on to them and spread it to them. So we have to start talking better to each other where we spread love and not a bad virus or a bad attitude. That's healthy relationship. The other one is parenting classes. Now, parenting classes covers a lot. That goes from a newborn up until when they're grown. I personally took these parenting classes 2 years ago when I started doing more volunteer work with Minneapolis Mad Dads. My kids are fully grown. I have grandkids now. I still was learning things in the classes. So not necessarily have to be just your kids. It could be your grandkids or even stepkids or kids that you're around.
I'm hearing an echo.
It's kids that we're around, so we're trying to be better parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents to the kids that we're around because our kids are our future, and if we don't train them the right way, how will they learn? A better way I say that is the way you talk to your kids is the way you're going to talk to everybody. So it's a lot of times I have to bite my tongue when I'm out in public because I don't like the way most parents talk to their kids. They talk to their kids as if they're problems. Kids are not problems. There's only solutions, and we can talk better to them by giving them the right direction. If you talk down to a kid, they're not going to have, good support. And here comes Mrs. Smith. So I went over the parent classes. I went over the healthy relationship class. I went over GRIP program, and I went over the volunteer services. Hold on, we're having background noise.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. This is great. Glad to have everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Let me just say this. Why am I echoing? Okay, I know why. Got it fixed. Boy, that was something there. Hey, everybody, once again, I'm glad. Thank you for sitting in. I'm a little out of breath. Ran up the steps. Oh, man, got to do better than that. You know, let me just share this. I believe that it's important for us to be on point. Now, we've got a few minutes left. We got 8 minutes left on our broadcast.
Yep.
What I'm going to do is ask you, call in this number, because I want to talk about a little bit something I think is important. And we have an opportunity for young black men to get jobs. Let me tell you some things, some scenarios that I think are really strange. What are some of the excuses that are happening when we call these young African-American men?
Usually they have something on their background. I can't do it.
I can't do it. Or, you know, did you hear the one about the brother said, I'm so busy playing games on my video that I'm on level 4, and I know it ain't no way that I could stop doing what I'm doing and come and do a job interview. These are the kinds of things that we're hearing people say. Now, not all, because there are some people that are really doing a great job, have really gotten jobs and really elevated themselves. But there's some that are being codependent. Now, we'll talk about codependence. And this is for, we're going live on Facebook, but this is for young ladies. You got a man, and he says he doesn't want to
work.
He doesn't. He'd rather smoke weed all day, and he would rather, relax and watch cable while you do the work. Now, there are men out there that are doing that. Now, I think that's codependent. We got Donna, you in the studio. What do you say to women that want to be codependent to men like that? I disagree with it. I think every man should own his own. I don't know why someone would be like that, but what do you tell to those women? Because they feel like, I can't get no other man, nobody else wants me, so I just got this bum, but he's warm, and he's in the bed. But we have to say something to women like that to say that you're better than that. So as a woman, what advice do you give to women like that?
The first thing I'm going to tell my sisters out there is that you are a queen. And because you are a queen, and we all are queens, you deserve a king. If they're not adding to your situation, if they're not adding to you, if the situation is not adding to your family, adding to your job, adding to your home, adding to your children in a positive manner, then it is a situation that is taking something away from you. And my question for you, sister, to ask yourself is, can you afford to have something else taken away from you? Think about that as we get ready to end our conversations today and really talk about what it is that we need to do to improve ourselves, that will improve our communities, that will improve the lives of our children, and we move forward into 2018.
Absolutely. I agree with that. That number to call in is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. You call it. Last week, I want to thank all our callers. Man, we just had and I got an early start then. We had a large number of callers. And the only reason I'm bringing up this because I see that we have a serious problem. It's okay if you love your man. It's okay if he'll watch the kids while you go to work. It's okay if he has a disability even. It's okay if he's got some mental health issues. Maybe he can't do that, but there's a lot of lazy brothers out there now that we have made contact with that just don't want to get off the rusty dusty because they want to smoke weed and you know there's a drug test. Okay, brothers, I don't know. The era I come from, you do what you got to do to be successful. You do what you have to do to take care of your family. You do what you have to do to make sure that you look out for the children and your community. We're coming into an area right now where men are just trying to be taken care of, and it's not good. And I wasn't taught like that. And so I'm going to tell you what kings do. Kings take care of the castle.
queens don't take care of the castle so a man can sit there and act like a king. That's not what it's all about. So you call us. We're going to help you get a job. Is your man sitting there acting like that? If he is, call 612-822-1969 and tell him that Mad Dad said that, my brother, if you want to get up and do something better with your life and really improve the quality of your life, that if you're 25 years and older, we have a program for you that will help you do that. It's not instantaneously. It doesn't happen in the next 24 hours. But we're guaranteeing you, if you put something into it, that you will get something out of it. My queens, my sisters, you know, you heard from Donna. You heard from her. But maybe you didn't quite hear or understand the message, and maybe you kind of blew it off and said, you know, I heard that before. But the message is, two can always do better than one. So if one's doing it, then and the other's doing nothing, then you still got one person doing it all. So you need that other person. If he's in your house, he needs to be doing something. Even if you got a cat and a dog, the cat's looking out for the mice to make sure they don't come in and eat your stuff and do something. The dog's looking out for any strangers. Well, what's your man doing? What's he, if he ain't working, what's he doing? And he can't get on the bus? He can't get on the bus because he might run into some people that he might not like. So he needs a ride, but he can't get a ride because you got the car because you're going to work. That's not an excuse. That's not good. You know, we have to figure out what is a man, first of all. Maybe you don't have a man. Maybe you have a boy that's waiting to be nurtured and groomed as a man. How do you know if you have a boy versus a man? So first you got to realize, how do you know if you really don't have a man? You might not have a man. You might just have a young boy. How do you know the difference? Well, we're gonna go to the ladies and get their opinion about how do you know if you got a man versus a boy? Because you might think he got muscles, he's strong, he can lift stuff, he's oh man, he can fight good, you know, he knows how to sell a lot of dope. Does that make you a man? What makes a man a man? Maybe there are many females, I believe, are not sure what makes a man. They may not have been taught. They may have not grew up around men. What they grew up around was A, B, and C. They don't know what D really is. What makes a man a man? Let's ask the ladies. What makes a man a man? Troy?
To me, going to work, standing up with respect, being honest with himself and you, and really being truthful.
What makes a man a man?
A man that serves God, that puts God first in his life. I want a man that serves God so much that he has to serve God in order to find me.
Do you hear that? So if you're that kind of man, that's a real man. Oh, you heard something in the background go, yum, yum. Okay, that's what you want to, Diamond. I heard that. And, you know, that's important. Those things are important. And I know the fact you've got that kind of man that you know you can nurture him and make him that. Call our number, 612-822-1969, 25 years or older, African-American man. We're looking for him. Hey, Marcel, David, Granberry, Latoya, hey, thank you, everybody, for looking in. I know there's many of you I missed out on. But remember, call that number, 612-822-1969. Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, Omaha, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to thank Donna, Joanne, Diamond, everybody that's in the office for helping out because I had to do some other things. We're going to talk to you later. Blog Talk Radio next Tuesday for another topic. We'll be back. We'll come back on Facebook Live. We'll say hello to everybody. But we're out of here. Y'all have a blessed day. God bless you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you